Hello, friends. Welcome to Trail and Errors, the podcast where we walk and talk along the PCT. Beautiful morning here. Waking up mile 1,443. What? That sounds big, doesn't it? Crazy. So, beautiful night last night. Lovely sunsets behind Shasta. Enjoyed it with the crew that we keep on crossing over with. Should probably find a group name for them. But yeah, it was nice. Like, one of them's got a ukulele. He was just strumming along. We were eating dinner, watching the sunset behind the beautiful Shasta. And then we all tucked up into our tents. And I had a really solid sleep last night. How was your sleep, Mo?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it was just very deep and, like, well needed. I've actually woken up feeling very rested today, as in my legs aren't too achy, my knee doesn't hurt too much, my foot's feeling a lot better, which is good. I think Molly's got some foot issues now, maybe I've transferred them across to her. But yeah, so today, past few days we've had a few reference points. For example, yesterday we had Burnie Falls, the day before that we had Burnie Mountain Ranch, the day before that we had
Old Station,
and blah blah blah, Drake's Bad Ranch and all that. But today, don't think we've got anything coming up which anyone's really mentioned. It's just a one of those days, a classic Northern California day today, which is good. It's cool. Yesterday we also had all of the wildlife kicking in. Two incidents of bear sightings leading to six individual bears being spotted because four of them were cubs. Yeah, and rattlesnake and quail and deer. So yesterday was full of wildlife. Today Molly and I are probably going to be sticking together a bit more than we did yesterday, so that means nice little chats, but also means probably less wildlife because animals hate humans and they can kind of pop out when one human is being very quiet. When there's two people, it's just the chances drop. But we are very much in bear country. Like, everywhere I look, I'm like, is there going to be a bear there? Because it's just like perfect. We're walking along a dusty trail from our campsite along the edge of the ridge, through woodlands, but also with open views of Shasta. It's just beautiful. It is about 20 past seven. Sun still hasn't really risen. So it's got that lovely morning light. And to be quite frank with you, I'm looking forward to today. Don't know what's coming up, but sometimes that leads to the best days. Like the past few days, we've spent the morning in the woodlands meandering our way up to ridge lines and then back down, and it's been all a bit up and down. The woodlands are really nice around here on these ridges because they're not just pine or fir or anything like that. There's quite a lot of oak growing too. Oh, you're right. but we've just come up onto the ridge line now, proper ridge line. Expose a huge steep descending slope on my left, covered in manzanita bush and other little shrubs, small yellow beautiful flowers, orchid like. We're just winding our way up, but the view, absolutely insane. We've been seeing little Shasta, or big old mountain Shasta, popping her head over the ridges every now and then, but right now she's hidden behind this hill on my right, and on my left in the distance I can see the range within which Mount Lassen lies. I can see rolling hills of just endless forest, barren hills of meadow and grassland, roads cutting up and down all of these foothills, and it's just absolutely beautiful for as far as the eye can see. Just rows and rows or rolling ridgelines. And the forests are just so vast. It's absolutely crazy. The sky is super blue. Not a single cloud in the sky other than those far beyond, just hanging above some mountain ranges. It's just stunning. It's so like light green, dark green, light blue sky. Oh, absolutely amazing. It makes bearing with the heat out in the open so worth it. You can look back as far as you can see. You can see Mount Burney, which we're only by the other day. Mount Lassen slowly descending into the horizon. I know.
Burnie.
I was thinking that we were there like 2 days ago.
I actually think the further mountain is Lassen, not the closer one.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So we were right next to it.
I know, we've come so far in the past few days. It's amazing.
I like seeing all of these stripes where you can see, like, obviously they, that's where borders are or gas line.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
Strips in the forest.
This is gorgeous. The colour of the sky is amazing.
This is just like every time we get on top of a ridgeline, I just feel such joy sweep over me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you reckon they're your favourite parts of the trail?
For sure.
Yeah?
Like, because it's just like the contrast. You're walking through usually uphill in the heat, in the trees. You can't see much. You know, we saw Mount Shasta, but it seemed like it was going in the wrong direction. So it's kind of just a bit frustrating. You're going up and you think you've reached the top and it turns out you haven't. So it's all this kind of a bit frustrating and hard work for hours. And then suddenly you're just like, boom, and you pop out. It's like such beauty. Like you can just, you're literally on top of your road.
Yeah.
It's like a map laid down in front of you, like you're looking down at a map.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, yeah. It's just like that.
Nice. And tell me that, I don't know, the terrain is easier. I just find it easier and I like it.
Kids.
And I feel like this wave of like amazement every single time. But also, it's like the rocks up here.
What was that?
It's called rock formation.
Yeah.
At the top, isn't it?
Yeah, little granite stacks.
Yeah.
Just hanging on to the edge of the cliffs.
Yeah.
Feel like you could push them off.
Exactly.
Hope you guys can hear that buzzing.
It's a million bees having a good time.
Having a good time. On the plant that we like to call honey milk because of its sweet and creamy smell. Every time we come past the bushes, there are thousands of bees all over them, and it's like a humdrum as you're walking past. Almost like someone's mowing their lawn. It's incredible how many there are out there. So when Molly and I had lunch and a little nap, we had a look at what was coming up ahead. We decided at the time that we were going to keep on going for another 13 miles. That would make a 24-mile day. And it would put us basically near the bottom of this really huge descent that we're about to take. Well, it's not really huge, but it's just a big, long descent down to McLeod River, which we're hoping to swim in tomorrow morning. So since then, I don't know, we've probably walked 4 miles or 3 miles since then. We're heading towards a water source, which is probably not for another 3 miles or so. Fill up there, and then we start the descent. Should be quite good. It's always nice when you have an afternoon descent. It's so hot at the moment. The sun's gone behind the cloud just now, but up until then, Molly and I were like darting between areas of shade on this ridgeline. Because within the woods and the trees, it's so nice and cool. And there's a nice breeze going through, but out here in the Manzanita slopes, it's just so exposed. There's nothing taller than you. No shade goes past your ankles. And it's just so intensely hot. A little breeze keeping us relatively cool. But yeah, by and large, we were just darting from tree to tree. Oh. Here we go. There's a nice growth trees here that I can shade in. Molly is walking with haste today. She's storming it. Getting close to camp now. Croaky voice. Yeah, I think we're like about 1 mile off now, something like that. It's about 5:30, which is perfect. That'll be a 24-mile day. We've done really, really well today. You know, like if we keep on going, we could get a really good mileage day. But that's just not us today. We really want to sort of get in nice and early and be able to set up and lay around and enjoy camp for a little bit. Past few nights we've been coming in quite late, sort of around 7 or 8. So yeah, getting in for, I don't know, maybe 6, maybe a little bit before 6, is going to be an absolute treat, because it just means you have more time, right? You have more time to cook dinner, you have more time to just lie there. Like, we can literally set up camp, set up our tent, collect a bit of water, because we're next to a water source, and then just lie in our tent for a little bit before we even start to do dinner and things like that. It's just going to be so nice, and it's almost guaranteed to be, you know, lights out before 9 and plenty of rest. This is exactly what we wanted to have this morning. It's been a good afternoon, you know. We're on that descent that I was talking about. It's been nice, gentle. Occasionally it gets really steep up or really steep down, but it's nothing to write home about. It's just been going through this woodland full of Douglas firs and huge felled cedar trees, two massive ones. Took a picture of Molly next to one of the chopped trunks of one of these cedars, and it was just like, honestly, about the same, the circumference was about the same height as Molly. Just ridiculously big trunks. And it's been nice and cool and just quite easy to plow on through. We've covered miles very quickly this afternoon. But I have to admit, I'm feeling really tired now. My feet are hurting. Ankles hurt because of the angle that they've been at for most of the descent as well. Feeling pretty stiff, so it's going to be nice to get into camp in a second. Hopefully as well. Maybe there won't be many people there. So, get, you know, cream of the crop. Oh, dude. It's just been a sweaty day. But a beautiful day, though. Really, really beautiful views as we've been winding away along these ridge lines. Endless views of forests and rolling hills and Mount Lassen disappearing under the horizon. Mount Shasta literally towering over the ridge lines that we've been at. We got to the point where we could see the entirety of the mountain from its very base all the way to the top. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful. We're thinking, so today would have been a 24-mile day. And then if we do 24 miles tomorrow too, then that puts us with less than 10 miles to get to Dunsmuir. And I think we've decided that when we get to Dunsmuir, we're going to take a night there. Not a zero, but an overnight Nero. Possibly at the hostel. We haven't decided exactly where yet. But original thought was to, you know, like nut up and keep on going through to Ashland, where we were going to have our first zero in a long time. I don't even know since when, but we decided to actually go for a one night over in Dunsmuir, just because we're pretty tired. I think we could do with the comfortable rest of like the majority of a day and the entirety of a night. We've got a lot of admin-y stuff, things like social media and whatnot to catch up on, you know, all like fairly boring stuff, but things that when you've been out in the woods for quite a while, you look forward to. And it has been quite a long stretch between here and, wait, was it Quincy? Can't be Quincy. Was it Quincy? Maybe it was Quincy. Whoa. Yeah, that's a long stretch. And then also afterwards, so Ashland, even though it won't take us long to get there, is still another 200 miles or so. Slightly over 200 miles, I think. So it's kind of like, you know, think about, that's like another week and a bit's worth of being dirty and tired and sore and everything, and I don't think 1-0 in Ashland would be able to recover us enough. So yeah, we're going to take that Dunsmuir overnighter, which would be nice actually. It would be quite nice to go treat ourselves. Being in contact with Josh and Ant as well, otherwise known as Funk and Cricket from the Sierra Trail family, missing them. Got in contact with them today just over text because we got some data, and yeah, so they're about a day behind us now. They're going for another wedding, so they'll be disappearing once they reach Dunsmuir to get to their wedding, so we don't actually get a chance to really catch up with them, which is a shame. But it's like another Tahoe situation, like literally just as we get into Tahoe, they arrive and leave too. But you know, once that's done, they can catch up with us later on. Tom, or Ribbit, he's probably about a day and a half behind, perhaps. So perhaps we'll catch up with him once we get to Oregon. Oh, sorry, or perhaps he'll catch up with us once we get to Oregon. Yeah, it's been a good day. Got a lot sorted. Got a lot of stuff. Started off with sort of low motivation, and then the beautiful scenery around us pushed us and urged us to go on. And ending on a 24 is really, really good. Really good. I'm very happy with today. Just hope this camp spot's nice. What was that? It is cute. Do you reckon it's going to be muzzy crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Humid, no wind.
Yeah, in a forest next to a stream. But yeah. I'm going to go dip my feet in.
That sounds good.
But let's set up the tent first.
Yeah, let's do it. This is nice, man.
It's called Butcher Knife Creek.
Butcher Knife Creek?
Yeah, a friendly name.
It's a cute sounding name, some may say.
Like,
oh, tired. How is it? Yeah? We got our own little private beach next to the stream. It's gorgeous. It was just... Yeah, little rock seats. I'm going to wash our feet. I just taken my feet out of the shoes, and honestly, today it was so dusty. My feet are painted with dust. They're so brown, it's so dry. The back of my legs, with my hair and all, I'm just catching absolutely everything. It's ridiculous. There's like a thick layer of dirt on my legs right now. My hands are dirty. Socks are dirty, but I'm going to give them a clean. Whew, damn. This is what we do it for, these lovely little moments by the streams where you can just wash yourself. So like this is what makes hiking so great, you know, when you come down to the stream.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's modest, yeah.
Yeah, modestly.
Simple.
Simple. Yeah. That's it, yeah. It's just so nice. Simple life. Simple life full of simple pleasures.
Pleasures.
I'm tired and I'm going to get my feet in that water. You look so
sleeping.
Tired. It is 7:45. 7:45.
Yeah, that's delightful.
What a good time. We've washed our feet in the stream, cleaned our socks, got a nice little drying rack.
I got stung by a bee today.
Oh, yeah. God, that was drama. Can we tell them the chronicle?
It was at lunch. And I was on my Z-Light and I was napping, and then I was like, oh, there's an ant crawling on my leg. And then I rolled over and it wasn't an ant, it was a bee, and it stung me.
Not fun.
But it was okay.
Well, the bee's not okay, Molly. The bee's dead.
Yeah, the bee.
What are you going to do about that? Just because you rolled onto him?
I feel bad.
That was the only casualty of today.
Yeah.
Everything else has been fine. Our feet have now been nice and rested in the cold water. They feel tingly.
Mm.
Like I said, it's 7:45. We're lying here. Belly's full from a really good dinner.
Mm.
We've had a little bit of dessert. And now we're lying in our sleeping bags, ready to go to sleep super early. Mm. I can't wait. We've worked out the kind of order of tomorrow. There's a couple of big hills and all that.
Yeah.
Ups and downs. We go down in the morning, down to McLeod River. Might pop in for a swim. Maybe. We'll see how the sun's going. Maybe.
There might be the opportunity to go later in a different stream if we need to.
So okay.
It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world.
Okay. It's just like, well, is the deer there? I just heard a little... There's a deer that's just like walking around our tent a lot. And he gets really, really close. It's super, super cute.
Yeah, it's over there. It's having a poop.
Oh, again?
No, it's eating.
Oh, could be confused there.
Sorry, I thought it's ends of the way bound.
But yeah, tomorrow's just ups and downs. It finishes on a pretty large up. So we figured we can either camp at like 24 miles top. Or something.
Yeah.
Right at the top. Or if we're feeling good, go to 27 and camp right before the descent down to the I-5. What was it?
I-5,
which is where we'll hitchhike to Dunsmuir. So yeah, got ourselves in a good place right now. We're going to say goodnight to you. We're going to say goodnight to the deer. And then we're going to say goodnight to each other. And then I think we're going to go to sleep.
Bye.
So goodnight. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.